Today's Shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Sif, a Siman Shin Bei Sif Yud. This is Mishnah Berurah Yomi for Monday, January 19th. Yud. Harochets Yadav Tov Lenagvam Bekayach Zu Bezu Ulahasir Mehem Amayim Kifi Yecholto Kodem Sheyekanchem Bamapa. So this is a very important Chumr Dikashita that we'll see the Ramah is going to be cholek on it. The Shulchan Aruch says that when you're washing your hands, you should go ahead and dry your hands off, put your hands first, getting the excess water off. Why? Why? Up to your best ability. Before you go ahead and dry them, because this opinion holds, with what? That even derech lichluch, even if you're getting a cloth wet, in a mode of getting it wet, even with dirty water, is still going to be a problem of what? Of kibbutz. And therefore, what you should do, according to his opinion, when you wash your hands, negelvasser or whatever, you should dry your hands off with your hands first, get the excess water off, and then put in the towel. Then the Ramah says, no, he's not concerned. Why? Look at the Ramah. The Eisha Kosvu, the Ein Lachosh Lazer. You don't have to be concerned with this at all. This is how we hold. The Lo Amrinan Shriyas Beged is what we said. So we don't say that Shriyas Beged, the pouring of water on a Beged, Zehu Kibuso, is going to be considered laundering B'chiyai Gadin in this scenario. And this is even according to the opinion that what? That asters it on a clean cloth. Why? The Ein Zeh Rak Derech Lichluch. Because this is what's called derech lichluch. Your hands are dirty, right? So when you wash your hands are dirty, and now what you're doing is, you're drying your hands, which are basically dirty, okay, you're drying them off into the towel, that's considered derech lichluch. The chein noagir, he says, and that's the minag. And therefore he says, the chein mutar, he says, lenagev yadav bebeged, therefore it will be permissible to wash your hands and dry them off in a beged, shehitl, watch this, shehitl botinek meraglayim. Let's say you're a woman, and a little bit of urine comes out of the diaper onto the woman's what? Onto the woman's clothes. So what you could do is, you could go ahead, okay, you could go ahead and wash your hands, and then dry your hands on the what? On the beged, to the mevatel. Look what he says. Right, you're not allowed to daven if you have urine on your shirt. So how are you mevatel the urine? You're mevatel the urine by putting on more water than there is urine. So therefore what you do is, you got this, boys, therefore what you do is you wash your hands and then you dry your hands on the beggar that has a little bit of urine on it, and that will what? That will then be mevatel the urine. You can daven there with your shirt that has the urine on it because you mevatel it. And this is okay, why? She'ein zerat derech lichluch bi'alma. Because this is not considered laundering the urine. This is considered, okay, putting water on a derech lichluch, and that's a good chak. I've also told my imamish, however, you can't pour water straight up from the sink onto the shirt that has the urine, right? I'm a reglayim kedei levadlim or levadlim, because that's kibus mamish. That's not derech lichluch, and therefore, even if your kavanah is to get rid of the reglayim and levadlim it, it's still what? It's still kibbutz, secretia, you're doing laundering. And it's going to be awesome. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Mem test, tov, don't go under. Tov, I've been expecting to go under. Tov, mem test. Aval Medina, he says, shari. Aval Medina what? Medina, he says, like we're going to see in the Ramah, shari l'shtei deos hanay melehel ba'aga. It's going to be opinions according to both opinions before in the Ramah. L'kaneach, okay, b'mapa. To go ahead and dry your hands, okay, in the what? In the towel. Ukemosha kasav ba'adol, like we're going to see coming up in the Ramah. In other words, we're not concerned. Us Ashkenazim, where's Neilba? We're not concerned about having to get the excess water off your hands, because we paskin that derech lichluch, there is no kibbutz, okay? But this opinion holds not that way. Look at Sifkat Nun. Lenagbam v'kayach. This opinion holds you should get the excess water off your hands. This is in order to be yotze gam das hayesh machmirin, even according to the yesh machmirin shekasabnu l'mal, like we saw earlier in the intro, the sof sivkat lamed tes, like we saw the other lamed tes, the svir l'rev, the bechom gamni, that no matter what, amrina we say, shriyasa zohi what? Zohi kibuso. That holds that no matter what we say, pouring is like the kibus, even if it's derech luchluch, even if it's derech with dirty water when you were drying your hands, okay, and your hands are dirty. Ella dimumahat mayim, only with a little bit of water, that would be okay. So from the ain bazaar mishum chshash kibus, that would not be kibus. Ach mishum de ain al biki and ezem mikri miyat. Since we don't know what's considered ma'at according to the first opinion, lachain kasvul, that's what he says. The minag kasher, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's a minag kasher to do what? She yinagav yadav b'may b'karach. That you should go ahead and get the excess water off before you dry it. But that's all according to the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah says you don't have to worry about it, because all we care about is if it's derech kvisa, not derech what? Lichluch. And if it's derech lichluch, drying your hands is not a problem. Look at the Mishnah Brunel, Nun Aleph, Derech Lichluch, very important, Sheyadav Meluch Lachas. Your hands are basically considered dirty. Umetanet Bem as a Manfa, and therefore you're gonna get the towel all grungy, right? You ever see the towel after that of us? It's all grungy. You ever go to the Shtibs? You ever go to the Shtibs? That towel used to be clean at one time. So okay, so look at the towel. It's grossed out. Vedavka b'mapa. And okay, he says, Dafka by a what? By a towel. The Kayenta Ben Sha'in Derech Lahakbid, we're not makbid al amayim atfuchim. We're not makbid on what? On having water that's in it. Aval lagnage bedavar shedera. But what happens if you're drying your hand, let's say in a shirt? Where you're Derech Lahakbid, you normally makbid the chol al mayim of abluyim. You don't want to have your, let's say, a wet shirt. So there, okay, al mayim of abluyim bo aser. It's going to be aser. Why? Mitam shema yevel eschita. There it's going to be aser, okay, because maybe it comes to schita. In other words, we hold that if you take your hand and you're really wet, you can put it in a towel. Why? Because we don't care about a towel being wet, and we're not going to come and squeeze it out. But if your hands are really wet, and then you go ahead and start drying it in your shirt, and you're marking it on your shirt, so we're afraid that our shirt, you're going to come and squeeze out the water, and therefore, even according to us, who hold derech lichluch, is going to be okay. That's only in something we're not makbid to squeeze out the what? To squeeze out the water. If we're makbid to squeeze out the water, then it would be also to go ahead and dry your hands in it with a lot of water. Okay? Like we saw in Shana'alav Memvav, this concern of drying your hands, let's say in your shirt, where you're makbid because you're going to come and do shechita. That's dafkul mayim merubim, only if it's a lot of water. Aval mayim muatim, a little bit of water, kamosha matzah yadei sivug mayim, like we find by drying your hands, lo chai shir la schita klal. We're not concerned with schita at all. We're not concerned by schita at all. Why aren't we concerned by schita at all? She says, let's say you just stop washing your hands, and you dry them in your shirt. We're not worried because there's not that much water in there, and you're not going to come and squeeze it out. You're not going to come and squeeze it out. Okay? V'chein paskei aliyahu rabba, and then we see aliyahu rabba, with Yosef HaShabbos, l'hakel b'sivug ha'yadayim. They're making, no matter what, and drying your hands, even if you're going to do it in something that you'd be mocked with to squeeze it out, because there's not that much water on your hands. Ayin sham tamayu. Check out the time. Aval nishbach mayim al shulchan. However, what happens if a lot of water gets poured onto a table? The chayotim is very important. Isn't this? A lot of water gets poured on a table. Lekula alma, boys. Lekula alma. Aser lekamcho bebegin shemakbin alav. It's going to be aser if you have a table. Don't go under. Tell them not to go under. If you have a table, Rabbi Respector, a lot of water gets poured on the table. A lot of water gets poured on the table. You're not going to go ahead and wipe it up with a beggar that you're mocked with, that it's going to get wet. Because You were afraid you're going to come and do what? Schita. That's what he says. Inu mayim erubim. There's a lot of water on the table. Shema yavodei schita. So therefore, let's say you have a lot of water. Benji, you have a lot of water that's put on the table. You're allowed to dry it up, but only with a what? Only with a beged that's not going to what? It's not going to. You're not going to be mocked with to squeeze out the water. So a towel, for example. Let's move weiter. Nun days, boys. Nun days. Lenagev yodav lechem mutter lenagev yodav bebeged lenagev yodav. You're allowed to go ahead and dry your hands in what? In a little bit of urine that's on the lot, that's on your shirt, because you want to be revato the urine from the shirt so you can dab in there. How come you could do that? You're going ahead and washing hands in water, then you're drying them in this beged as the urine. Why is it okay? Because it's derech lechlech. Your hands were dirty, and now you're drying them in the shirt. Even though you're doing it to be vata the meraglayim, it's derech lechlech. About gishiyeshal of tzora, what happens if a little bit of BM, bowel movement, comes down in a diaper onto the woman's shirt? I hope you guys know, I'm an MP, know what BM is, bowel movement. Oh, Benji Mayer. It's going to be also, even after what? Even derech lichlich, it's going to be also to go ahead and wash your hands, and then what? And then, okay, dry them in the shirt that has a little bit of BM on it. Why? Even though it's derech lichlich, because you're drying your hands in the shirt, mikol makom kibusu. It's still going to be kibus, because when it comes to BM, different story. Because there, it was more dirty beforehand. And now what are you doing? And now you're coming here and getting rid of the BM. You're getting rid of the bowel movement. You're getting rid of the excrement. Masha'en kein meraglayim, by meraglayim, ein mores kolkach. It's not a big deal, okay? The gam shom ein matir el mishum de kavanos erak l'del vatan. And we're only mattering it to get rid of the what? To get rid of the urine in order to be able to daven there. The lo l'chabes, its derech is not for kibus, right? Because it's derech what? Derech lichlich. Right? L'abin ha-beged. It's not, the derech is not to go ahead and to be l'abin ha-beged. It's only to go ahead and get rid of the urine. Nun dalid, k'day l'vatlam. K'day l'vatlam, or l'vatlam the urine. The two chalas ba'alavarech. If you mevato the what, the little bit of urine that's on the shirt, you'll now be able to daven. The woman will be able to daven because they're being mevato the little bit of urine on the shirt. We're going to meraglayim muatim. It's only talking about whether meraglayim on a shirt is a little bit. Shemo, shederech ha-tinoch lahatil b'gadol shemutav bo. Because the derech of the tinoch is to do what? Is to go ahead and mess up what? The diaper that they're wrapped in. The aim knows that the beged, and the only thing that comes out of the beged aim on the woman's shirt, ki im tipas davar muat. Only a little bit of urine goes in her shirt. Therefore, sagi le levablo, therefore it's going to be okay to be levata just with bikinach yadayim, just with what? Drying your hands that were wet on the shirt, because then there'll be more what? There'll be more water than urine. Only if there's more water than urine will it be a bittel. And finally, okay.
Okay, Sif Nun Hey. Mayim Mamish. So he's saying that you can't go ahead and pour water Mamish over the Meraglayim. And although you can dry your hands in the meraglayim, in the urine that in the urine drops they cut on a shirt, you can't pour water over it. V'afil litol yodav aleim, even to wash your hands over, let's say, the shirt. After nasim shofchim, even though the water is going to waste because you washed your hands over it, mikol makom kevin she'ein bahem lichluch, since it's the water and there's no dirt on the water, chazu l'kibus. Okay, it is still good water. That is good for laundering, and it therefore will be usser. Even though your kavan is not to go ahead and to wash the shirt, rak levatel hamiraglayim, only to get rid of the urine stain, or the urine that's on the shirt, mikomakom psik reshahu. It's still a psik resha, and is automatically going to be kibus. Tishriyaso zeu kibuso, because soaking the water on it is kibus automatically. L'chein, he says, therefore, tov shel oli kach tinok b'cheiko, therefore it's appropriate not to take a baby in your lap on Shabbos, imlo al akar, if not, if you don't have a pillow or something on your lap, pen yashtin, maybe it will urinate on you and you'll have to come into the situation where you're going to have to be mevatel the meraglayim if you're going to want to go ahead and daven or bench or something like that. And he says, according to the what's been explained in these sifim, the beged sheyesh bo lichluch, a beged that has any dirt on it, l'kuli alma shriyusu zu kibus. So according to everyone, soaking it is going to be kibus. Tzarech lizar shel lishpoch shum mayim, you should be careful not to pour any water in a kli sheshriyim bo begadim l'kabsa, that there are begadim, clothes there, okay, in order to go ahead and launder it. Im lo shamei mishra olim, it's only if there is already water in this bucket, in this, let's say, basin, where the dirty water already is coming above the clothes, l'mal ala begadim, from on top of the begadim, so then mistavar demutter, because you're not really doing, you're just adding water to the water, you're not adding water to the beged itself. Kol shekein shizar shelo lahatil beged l'mayim, for sure you should not shove any begadim, okay, into water. And therefore, also, if you're washing up a baby, you should not put his begadim in water. And check out what we say in the Beralacha. Finally, Sifkatan and Vav, Hamiraglayim. So you can't be Mavatal Hamiraglayim with water itself. Sheba Beged, in the Beged. Aval Sheba Aretz Mutter. But if there's any Miraglayim, if there's any urine on the floor, on the ground, you're allowed to pour a little water on top of it in order to be mevatel the meraglayim, the urine, so you can daven there, etc. Finally, finally!